Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios every single week, I get the pleasure of chatting with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm doing so great. Summer's officially kicked off. The kids are out of school. Life is good.
You know, it has officially kicked off. My son actually told me last night that today is officially his first day of summer because if they were in school, he wouldn't have had school yesterday. So I get it. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's officially summer, which means a lot of really super fun things coming up throughout the community. There are things all over the place in summertime, Carbon, Emory counties alike. You guys make your presence well known at community events. And, you know, it's just one of those things where I see anyone from the Carbon County Sheriff's Department out at a community function and I stop and chat with you guys.
You know, that's what we want. We want to be partners with the community. We want to be approachable. We want people to feel comfortable to come up and talk to us and understand if we have to enforce the law. If we have a job to do, we'll have to do our job. But we would rather be the friendly community pillar that people can come to and just feel free to chat with us about anything. You know, with summer here and the kids are out of school, as parents, you need to be aware of what your kids are doing. Make sure that you inspect what they're doing and check on them every now and again. It's not that we don't trust the kids. It's good to reinforce them that they know that you're looking at them. If they're out playing night games at the church, drive by and make sure they're really at the church playing night games. It's just a good thing to do.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I'm a firm believer in sticking to that. When you're telling them, all right, well, I'll drive by a little later and just, you know, check on you, see how you guys are doing.
Yeah.
Really do it, because you don't do it a couple of times, they're going to be like, oh yeah, she's saying that, but she's really not going to do it.
You know, and you can make it into a fun thing. You can bring them treats or snacks or whatever when you do that and make it in the name of, oh, I brought you kids this. You know,
right.
Here you go.
Not that you're really snooping on them.
Yeah. But
when we know that's what we're doing.
Keep an eye on them. It's just a good thing, I think. So.
Oh, for sure. And especially with so many great things going on throughout the community, just make sure that you know where your kids are at, what they're doing, who they're with, and keep in contact with them the whole time.
You know, and if you're a kid and you're up this early on your first day of summer and you're listening to us today, be where you're supposed to be. It seems like most kids get in trouble when they're not where they're supposed to be. If you're supposed to be at Johnny's house for a sleepover, that's where you need to be. If you're somewhere else, you probably ought to reel yourself back in and go be where your parents think you are. It just seems to me like over the years, the kids that are not where they're supposed to be are the ones that are generally in trouble.
Oh, for sure. Well, speaking of some fun summer events coming up, the Demolition Derby is right around the corner.
It'll be here in August, and we're excited about it. So you can sign up at Tire King if you're going to put a car in the Derby. I think the minivan, mini truck class is going to be the big money class. And the way that works, the class with the most cars gets paid the most money. So you can look at the board and see what's the most popular, but it's time to get signed up for that. And then we'll have tickets available for some of the community events. I think we're going to sell cool t-shirts this year.
Oh,
that are Derby shirts and that say support Carbon County Search and Rescue with a Derby logo on the back, or someone even suggested one that says support Carbon County Search and Rescue and get lost.
I love it.
Kind of cool.
I love it. Go get lost.
Yeah, go get lost. We will find you.
They're going to come find you.
Yeah.
Well, Sheriff, to wrap up, as always, you've got to make sure that when you're going out, I mean, we're all talking about, we just wrapped up Memorial Weekend, and that's a big weekend for camping and traveling. And holy cow, I came through the canyon last night, and I'll tell you what, I was so happy I was coming this way.
Yeah.
Northbound was ridiculous. So when you're going out, this is a very, very scary time for traveling. You've got to be safe out there. Always wear your seatbelt. Prepare for longer commutes. You've got to. If you're going somewhere, be prepared. It might be an hour longer than you expect.
That's right. Give yourself lots of time. And you know, I'm sad because it seems like every time I turn the news on, there's an accident involving an ATV, UTV, or a motorcycle. And just this weekend, I know of a motorcycle fatality and an ATV accident that the person got hurt in. Just be careful. If you're riding in a UTV, make sure you're wearing your seatbelt in there. It's made for you to stay inside it. And if you're riding a motorcycle, you got to be careful. And for the people that aren't riding motorcycles, watch for them.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like too often it's an innocent enough accident, but the motorcycle rider comes out on the losing end of it.
Oh, every time. Yeah, definitely. So be cautious out there. Prepare for longer times when you're driving, when you're traveling. Just be prepared for anything. You never know what's going to happen.
That's right.
Well, Sheriff, is there anything else you'd like to mention
today?
Nope,
just want to wish everyone a happy summer. Let's enjoy it. We got a lot of fun things coming up in our community that should be a great year for Carbon County.
Oh, absolutely. For additional information on this Castle Country Focus, head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com. That has been Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood.